On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Sweet Tuesday morning came on your smile.
Tuesday. Girl in the cut, she chooses.
Sun comes up, it's Tuesday morning.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Okay, all right.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the show of enormous proportions. Look at the size of this thing. Hi. I'm Ron Van Dam. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I didn't know what else to call it. I had no idea. I was having conversation with a person yesterday. I try not to do that frequently. And the guy said he wrote a book. His name was Mark. He wrote a book, and I said, "Oh, that's fascinating." He says, "Yes, I wrote a book." And I said, "You know, to be honest with you, I didn't even know you could write." He says, "I can't." I said, "Okay, so then why did you write a book if you can't write? I mean, hello? Knock, knock, who's there? What are you telling me you wrote a book for? If you can't write." He says, no, I hired a ghostwriter. So you didn't write a book. Somebody else wrote the book and put your name on it. I don't want to go that far. Well, that's what happened. Fill me in with more information. I'll just say you wrote a book. You didn't write a book. You lied to me, asshole. No, I didn't say asshole. I thought it, but I didn't say it. Ghostwriters? The hell? What's up with that? Ghostwriters. Yes, we got out a Ouija board and we sat in the basement with a candle lit. We lit a candle. And we had a seance. We held hands. And we conjured up a ghost. And we said to the ghost, "Will you write a book for me?" And the ghost said, "Yes, I got nothing else to do, to be honest with you." And the ghost wrote the book. I don't know. I have no idea why people do this stuff. If you don't know how to write and you can't write a book, don't write a book. Don't get a ghostwriter, write a book for you and put your name on it and say you're a writer. You're an idiot. See, you are the reason why I can't stand people anymore. That's not true. There are some people that I actually can tolerate. They should have that on Facebook. Instead of doing the Facebook with the likes, it shouldn't be likes, it should be tolerizations, which is not even really a word. Oh, that post? Yeah, I tolerated that. Did you like it? Did you like it? Oh my God, I want to be liked so much. I posted something. Oh, did you like it? Otherwise, I'm nothing without your likes and your attention to me. Did you like the pic? Did you like it? Yeah, I liked it. Shut up. What's the matter with you? Did you love it? No, I liked it. There's no love button, if you can tell. That heart, that emoji thing. I don't even know what emoji means. That emoji thing, that little illustration, is a red heart. And when you tap on that, it turns out to be a like. No, that's a love. What are you making it a heart? Make it half a heart. That would be a like. I you know, when I posted a funny saying on my Facebook page, I posted a funny saying. Did you like it? I have a life. I don't really go around telling people that I like things. I mean, it's kind of stupid. Not kind of stupid, it is stupid. How come there's no stupid button on Facebook? I'd be pressing that thing all day. I'd just be going to everybody's page and just hitting the stupid button. They don't have that. Why not? Why isn't that an option? I guess if it's stupid, you just wouldn't respond at all, I suppose. Why even giving any attention? I posted something really funny. Go to my Facebook page and look at it. I'm so excited now. This is so exciting. I posted something. Did you like it? Oh, my God. You're starved for attention, aren't you? You're basically starved for attention. No, I didn't like it. Oh, man, I don't know. I don't understand what's going on with... We weren't like that before this Facebook thing started. We weren't walking around looking for attention like that, were we? Were we doing that? I wasn't. I already had it. Instagram. I thought that was a cereal that you have in the morning when you don't have time to make oatmeal. But apparently that's like another thing that Facebook actually owns. Facebook. They didn't think that the company was big enough, so they made a parent company called Meta or something like that. These people are just power hungry. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. Oh, that's right. Let me tell you something. When I was a kid, I think you can relate to this. I think. I'm not sure, but I think you can. When I was a kid, I thought the world was great and that everybody was wonderful and happy and joyous. And everybody had plenty of food and lived in houses that were just there. And money just came from the job. Everything was just wonderful. Then I became a young adult. And I learned there's a little more to it than that. When you're thrusted out into the world on your own, you have to pay for things. That's the way this is set up. And that can be a grueling experience and a very, very trying experience. And then you start dating, and then you get married and you have children. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's a lot. That's a lot more than I had when I was a kid living in my parents' house, not having to worry about anything at all. At all. And then you become an adult and it's like, whoa, there is a cornucopia of worrying going on here. I've got to do a lot of shit just to stay alive. And then you go to your doctor and they start telling you, well, that's not a problem. You're just deteriorating. Oh, okay. And then you get older, you become a senior. That's when AARP knocks on your door and says, guess what? You're old enough to get benefits. Well, on one hand, that's nice. On the other hand, uh-oh. And that's when you realize, you know, all this happy rainbow shit, that's just like your attitude. That's all that really is. Because basically there's some horrible things going on this planet. Besides the fact that we're destroying it, there's some horrible stuff going on. There's a whole bunch of people who think about nothing but themselves, who have like a lot of mental problems, power hungry, put me on a pedestal. The rest of you just go screw yourselves. There are dictators that start war just because they want to be powerful. I mean, wow. Wow. This planet is populated by a lot of horrible people. When you're younger, you know, you read about that in the history books. There was the Hitler. Hear him? Remember him? Some horrible, horrible people. And you figured, okay, as civilization progresses, we are on a path to peace. And then you realize, no, no. We're kind of lucky that we're still existing is kind of really more realistic. Now, I don't mean to be negative. I'm just saying, as you get older, you start to realize, no. No, this is a shame. Is what this is. This is a shame. You get into relationships and, you know, that great dating and courtship and excitement has turned into a matter of tolerating and changing with the wind. Everything changes. You even changed. You're not the same person you were. Someone has to tolerate you. That's a job. That's a lot. It's a lot of stuff to live with somebody for a long period of time and actually tolerate each other and not just walk away saying, I've had enough of this crap. That's quite something. But that's what part of life is, you see. Now, tomorrow, as far as I know, we have a guest who is going to be with us for it's an extended interview. We've put aside some time because there's a World Peace Day coming up. I don't know really if that's going to solve anything, but I just feel really good participating in a peaceful situation. Let's make it more than just one day a year when we pray for peace. Let's make it every day and get those that get in the way of a peaceful existence, get them out of the way. Those that stand in front of us and say, no, I'm going to ruin your life. No, you're not. Get out of the way. If we all felt that way, things would be better. Problem is, human beings are delusional. The power-hungry idiots of the world don't think they're power-hungry. They got a great excuse for the way they are. And it's hard to get them out of the way because they've convinced other people that they're great. Ghostwriter. Don't write a book if you need a ghostwriter to write the book for you. I don't know how I circled back to that because there's really had nothing to do with it. I just like to circle back to things. I'm a back circler. Let's face it. All right. Take a quick break and then my guest will be joining us. He is hooked up with celebrities and people across the world who are going to participate in this thing tomorrow. So you might want to hear about it. Perhaps get involved. I really don't know. To be honest with you, I don't care. I simply bring the message to you. You do what you want with it. You know, that's the way this works. But first, there's this.
Give the gift that says, I love you. The gift that says, happy birthday. The gift that says, get well soon. The gift that says, you're the reason I went into the priesthood. The gift that says, congratulations on not getting indicted. The gift that says, I want to cover you in warm chocolate pudding. The gift that says, good luck in clown college. The gift that says, thanks for removing my unsightly wart. The gift that says, sorry about giving you food poisoning. The gift that says, I'll see you in hell. The gift that says, remember the good times we had in prison. The gift that says, I want to make sweet love to you on the white sand beaches of Rio while your hot cousin watches. The gift that says, thank you for the kidney. The gift that says, you deserve all the best, but this will have to do. The gift that says, thanks, Jesus. Whatever you want to say, you can say it beautifully with a timeless gift from Phyllis Gorman's House of Macaroni Art on Route 94 just past the Rotary, across from Sweaty Palmer's Adult Emporium.
Paul Slatkus joins us now. He is a spokesperson for Pause the World for Peace. Many of you may not be familiar with it, but it is an event that is worth talking about. Thanks for being with us, Paul.
Ron, thank you very much, and I am excited.
Yeah.
I love Boston.
Yeah, well, they love you, Paul.
I love Boston. For real.
Yeah, well, you know, Boston's no different than any other place around the world, because every place has their problems and their... you know, I mean, since 2016, I feel like I've been on a downward roller coaster. But anyway, that's besides the point. But around the world, I mean, it's not just your town or your city. It's the entire world that is, it's always been in turmoil. And I guess in this day and age with social media, we all learn about everything that's going on everywhere. But it is a way for us to unite as well, I assume, Paul.
Well, you know, I'm going to use Boston as an example,
okay?
Because I've been going there for 50 years and longer.
All right.
I'm a New Yorker. I was going to go to BU.
Yeah.
That's where my sister went. She married her husband, who she met there at BU. I went to Quinnipiac. She lived up there in Boston, so I spent a lot of time in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I'm going to use this as an example because it was so. You know, she had a car in Boston in the days of old, and they had what they used to call a cook lock.
I do not.
It went from the steering wheel to the brake pedal.
Okay.
And so that would be so someone wouldn't steal the car. Okay. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is, as far as I'm concerned, my name is Reverend Paul Slackus. I'm all faiths and spiritual, I'm just saying that because I'm a believer in the goodness of the world. We also have a broadcast called goodnewspodcast.com for 23 years. We have 6,000 shows.
Okay.
And I've been in the television for 50 years because of the positive. My mother, librarian at Temple Manuel, gave me the book, the Reverend Norman Vincent Peale's book, The Power of Positive Thinking.
Right.
So, you know, we like to be positive. But the fact, getting back to this crook lock, is that there's a few people that you have to put a crook lock on your car because possibly they can't figure out a better way to live life. And so this is 50 years ago. I had a father-in-law who got stabbed in downtown Brooklyn, but he had shrapnel in his butt from the World War.
Wow.
So you know that there's, in Yiddish, we call it mentally ill. There's some people in this world that make it more the rotten apple, I'll even call them, because they know the difference. They know good. So you're hitting me on the subject. That's why we are doing peace. Okay.
Yeah.
So a peace day, because in essence, we're from the belief most of the world is peaceful. They're calm, loving, caring people.
Correct.
They'll help you out. But these a few mentally decided the brain series on Channel 13 many years ago in the 80s.
Oh, my friend.
And the fact is that some people, you know, have mental deficiencies where things are pushing in the wrong place, and that causes them to not be, in essence, sane.
Right.
And then, you know, there's unloved, they don't have this and that. We got to do our best to try to find those people and help those people. I used to think, to be honest with you, the capital punishment, but I've given up on that thought. I think that why should I kill, or why should we kill somebody just because they did, and even though we don't want them to, but we got to figure a better way. I'm sorry I'm hitting you. You got me started. I don't know why you got me started like that.
Well, I mean, you know, we're talking about
started that. So we've been doing the United Nations International Day of Peace.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been declared in 1984, it got reinvigorated in 2002. We've been doing a concert in Central Park here in New York at the band shell for 20 years, except the last few years, and the people behind that aren't doing it, and I was the producer and the host for many years. And
it's coming back, isn't it?
Well, no.
No.
The Peace Day, what's coming in Central Park is the Global Citizen Event concert, which has done very well. I actually gave them the park to do that.
Yeah,
there we go.
Well, good.
Because I had the park for our International Day of Peace, but I couldn't raise the money.
Gotcha.
Way back some years ago,
right.
When, 12 or so years ago.
Yes.
I also had the park for Woodstock.
Oh, my.
The 20th anniversary of Woodstock with Richie Havens in 1989.
Ooh.
But I couldn't raise the money then.
Yeah.
In any case, what we decided about 8 years ago is to go into Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
So on September 21st, yes, which is the International Day of Peace, as declared by 193 countries who raised their hand, mm-hmm, to have a moment of silence, a minute of silence. They request a ceasefire. Wouldn't that be nice everywhere in the world? Countries, yeah,
it would
cities,
be nice.
Cities.
Would be nice.
And then acts of kindness, acts of, yeah, peace. And that's okay. That. So we've supported that. We're not an NGO. We're an independent nonprofit, Good News Corporation, okay, who has been working to promote this event.
Very nice. I am similar to you in the sense that I'm a New Yorker. I moved to Boston, okay, to do the radio, and I've been here for quite a few years now. I have a love for both New York and Boston. New York is the center of the universe, to be honest with you, and no one can ever argue that. Yeah, I get it. And I've seen the city turn from violence to basically peace over the years, which makes me very happy. But at the same time, there's been a struggle recently with good and evil in the division. And I guess what peace means is people coming together and starting to break down those walls between us. That can solve a lot, as you say. So yeah, this should, of course, these things should be every day, but I guess you have to commemorate in order to make a point to human beings.
Well, you know, I mean, that's the, in essence, you know, United Nations, they have a lot of days.
Yeah,
goodness.
They do.
They do. Day.
I declare this to be Paul Sladenka's day.
Ron, what's your last name? I don't know.
Van Dam.
Van Dam?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so they're on Van Dam Day.
Yeah, you know, that's like the end of the month. That's the very.
New Yorker.
That's February 29th.
Oh, okay. I'm June
9th. Oh, congratulations.
Anyway. And that's not even true either. That's a day we could, I always say, you know, that's Earth Day for,
yeah,
us.
Well, you know,
it's the birthday of the mother.
That's pretty much it. I understand that at this day of recognition, you have some very prominent celebrities possibly engaging. One of them, as I understand, is a worldwide peace soothsayer in the music business.
We got a lot of them.
Well, Ringo Starr has been promoting peace since his Beatle days, and has not stopped at all.
So I'll give you a little bit of that. So I agree. So Ringo actually requests, I'm virtually, okay, mm-hmm, we can't put Ringo in Times Square.
Right.
Because of his,
yes,
status.
I get it.
And so, and Times Square is like, it's not become unbelievable.
Yeah.
In any case, so we have virtually, so we have a big stage and we have a big screen, mm-hmm, and at 12 noon, Ringo gets up there, mm-hmm, and virtually and says, it's like a moment, mm-hmm, a minute of silence for world peace,
yes,
in his, you know, putting out his hands and, yeah, his coolness and every aspect of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll show some flags because we create a human peace sign there. Mm-hmm. Come on down, Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, be part of this human peace sign.
Yeah.
And then after the quietness, we have the moment of silence.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, I got Michael Fitzpatrick going to play the cello. Mm-hmm. He opens up for the Dalai Lama for the last 23 mm-hmm years, and the acts are unbelievable. The people that are, you know, that have volunteered, yeah, for 20 years to come to do this. So Ringo then says, "Oh, I feel good." You know, you can just picture it. Like, "Oh, I feel good now." And then we ring at the same time. We have a bell. Actually, is from Taiwan,
mm-hmm,
a group called FOPAL that's been ringing that bell to 50, 60 countries and presidents of countries and Nobel laureates.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will have a ring that bell at the same time. And the bell actually is quite significant because we did about 120 hours of shows for the COVID period, mm-hmm, to thank our heroes here in New York. I don't know if they did that in Boston, but here in New York,
mm-hmm,
we'd be ringing bells at, yeah, 7 o'clock every single night for, mm-hmm, for months and months, unfortunately.
I see.
During this period of time. Yep. So in due respect, we ring this bell, and we'll mention our heroes that helped us go through this and pray this whole scenario doesn't come upon us again.
Yeah, I know.
The way it did.
I know.
The COVID world.
Yeah.
So, but let me, should I mention a few more people?
Sure.
All right. Just because, so he's a peace messenger, and the peace. So we have the Leonardo DiCaprio, Michael Douglas starts it off, you know, virtually.
Yep.
You got the Jane Goodall, you know, it's loaded with people who are really involved. Then we have a lot of young people, because we're partners with a show called Wonderama. You remember the show Wonderama?
With Sonny Fox?
Well, it was with Sonny Fox.
Yeah, originally.
Yeah. Originally, yeah, you got it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a real New York show, but it's national now, and David Osman, the Osman family, is the host. And so I got some young people, Mackenzie Brook, Reeve Harrison, and they have 18 million followers on TikTok. Wow. And then, you know, young kid, Chucky Armstrong, the producer's son, but he has, they're talking virtually also because she's out in Colorado, those kids. That'll be virtual. But most of the other stuff, we have almost 25 acts of people that will be performing. Got a guy named, D. Lansky, he wrote a song, the new song, wrote a song for the event called God It, G-O-D-I-T. And we have this Michael Fitzpatrick who will play the cello. We have Katia, let me see, Katia, she I think plays Boston. Mm-hmm. Katia Greneva, who fills up Carnegie Hall. She'll play some piano, classical.
Wonderful.
I think Christiane, let's see, Georgia Fumante, she's from Toronto. I think she plays in Boston also. Mm-hmm. And it's a six-hour show. I'm in the show tonight.
No, that's good. I mean, I can use 6 hours of peace. I can use peace 24/7 every day, so that's fine.
Beautiful.
Not a bad deal at all. This is the way to do it, to gather people together with one idea and focusing, and that's the way to do this. So, well, congrats to you for continuing this this tradition.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a good thing. By the way, you can go to pausetheworldforpeace.org in order to get more information and hook into it. And this is very exciting. This is on September 21st, which I believe is a Wednesday. Is that right?
Correct. All right. Let me mention one other website you can go to.
Sure.
We partner. This is the big one for us.
Okay.
And for when I say us, I mean all of us.
Yes.
We partner with a group that knows how to use social networking better than me. All right. They know how to use it maybe better than everybody. They're called unify.org.
Yeah.
So unify.org/peace, they'll broadcast it. We'll broadcast it too. And anybody else that wants to broadcast it, just let us know. Call me 212-647-1212. Because we want everybody to broadcast it. We want the world to pause. I mean, the city of New York is behind us, Mayor Adams.
Great.
He's been on our Peace Day events.
Good.
And prior, and his Pastor Monroe's.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be part of it. And we're trying to get the schools. I've been working hard to try to get our schools to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a big deal. I just want to add, so it's peace, unify.org/peace.
Okay.
Is another place, but I say that because they got billion views for their Peace Day event.
Wow.
And they have 115 million followers on Facebook.
Wow.
So that's for us and peace, for peace, let's put a period.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Okay. One more time, how people can listen to your show.
So they can listen to my regular broadcast, goodnewsbroadcast.com, goodnewsplanet.com,
cool.
Or go to this event is pausetheworldforpeace.org. Thank
Wonderful.
You so much.
It's been a pleasure, and continued success, and we'll all be there with you.
Okay. Well, you don't have to be down here, just 12 noon on the 21st. Take a minute of silence for world peace, and let's hope at 12:01 it continues on.
Great. Paul Slatkis, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. No, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, that'll do it for me today. Thank you to my guest. I do wish you peace, as I say at the end of every show, because I do, because I wish it upon everybody, every day.